T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, Lloyd Austin, who heads the Pentagon, is very calmly telling people over the weekend, yeah, sure looks like China is preparing to attack Taiwan.
It looks like them exploring what their true capabilities. It looks a lot like rehearsals.
Well, they've been rehearsing for quite some time. This didn't just happen.
Yeah. And Russia doing the same thing, looking like they're rehearsing to be trying maybe to invade Ukraine. Look, if I were China, okay, this is me personally, and I was going to take Taiwan, that was on my high up on my to-do list, I would do it now.
Yes.
This is when I would do it, because you don't know. Joe's not going to last forever, and he may not even last 6 months. God bless him, just because of his age. And so, you know, you don't know what the next Democrat's going to do. And you don't own the next Democrat because their kid hasn't taken, you know, $1 billion deal from
him. Exactly. Or sold any paintings
or
yet.
Or sold any paintings yet. And, you know, don't forget that they have the, you know, they trace those deals. So when Hunter took the money from the Chinese, that was illegal. He wasn't registered as a foreign agent. It's a felony. People never went to prison for it until Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign chairman for a while. But so anyway, long story short, they got Joe. Joe can't do anything. The way to retaliate here, okay, foreign policy of the United States of America under Trump, under Biden, under Obama has always been the same about Taiwan. And they actually get it written down by Rand Corporation and other people. We actually write our policy. We actually know what the official policy is of the United States of America. And it's not necessarily to intervene militarily, because that's just not going to work out. It's not going to end right. And it's not even going to be the most effective thing to stop an invasion of Taiwan. There's a reason you didn't see this under Trump and you are under Biden. And that's this. The way we really devastate China in the way that they care about the most, because they don't care about their own citizens, Lee. They don't care. No. You know, how many of them would die in a war with us? They don't care about that. It's immaterial. They got plenty more. What they do care about, though, is their trade with us. We are their number one trade partner. We take in 60% of their foreign imports. We could crush them.
Well, when we can get them through the ports.
If we ended that, I know. Yeah. We could crush them if we ended that. So the way you handle them on Taiwan and everything, you don't need to fire a shot. In fact, that doesn't even make sense. You say, you know, we're going to do whatever, trade restrictions, trade whatever. And that opens up to begin to straighten the port mess out.
Yeah.
It solves a lot of different problems. I mean, this is, again, once again, one of those things that the Biden administration could do that would really help its approval rating. Hey, you know what? Look, we're going to punish for China for Taiwan. We're cutting them off on trade. We're going to go ahead and take a third of their trade with the U.S. Done, finished, over. We're going to give tax cuts to the American manufacturers to help them get started here. Give them big tax breaks, federal tax breaks. Start with that. We're going to make this stuff here now. You escalate this with Taiwan, we'll take another third. And we're not going to have to deal with the ports anymore because we're going to make it here. See, like that kind of stuff, just even say it, right, Lee? Yeah. Like, even if you're Biden, you're never going to connect.
Exactly.
Just say. That's why, I mean, just talking about it and getting halfway there in most cases. Trump had the Chinese on their heels. And by that, of course, I mean the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese people are slaves. We feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But but no, you don't hear that from Biden. And that's why they're emboldened as they make these moves. That's how you punish them with trade. And Biden won't do it. And then did you see Tony Blinken? What a joke. our Secretary of State. There will be repercussions.
Yeah.
No, there won't. Yeah, these guys, Blinken and Biden, don't even dare to bring up COVID with the Chinese. Yeah. They can't even do that. And I'm not talking about getting angry about COVID. I'm talking about even asking the Chinese to help us determine where COVID came from so we can better combat it. They won't even ask that. You think they're going to do anything with trade? There's no way. So Tony Blinken was out this weekend going, we're going to pound the test. You, they better watch out. Or what, Tony? Or what? He doesn't say. Because these are empty threats.
Yes. And the Chinese know that. And the Russians know it, too, with their situation in Ukraine right now. And that's very, that's probably more likely to happen, that Russia is going to finish out the Ukrainian invasion.
Why not? Look, they already gave him the pipeline. They gave Russia the pipeline.
Right.
I mean, that was, you can't even understand how big of a deal that was. Obama wouldn't give it to him, wouldn't greenlight it. Trump wouldn't greenlight it. They fought an entire war in Syria and wiped out the ISIS caliphate just so they could arc a pipeline across Afghanistan, across Iraq, across Syria, and then up into Europe, because that is their goal, is to get that energy, oil and natural gas, into Europe. And Biden's like, well, shoot, y'all didn't have to do all that. Just go ahead and greenlight your pipeline. Yeah. No problem. So the Russians are like, cool. We think we'll take Ukraine, too. Because why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Biden gave up all the leverage. He could have used that pipeline. If he was going to give it away,
exactly.
He could have used it to stop Ukraine, right. Ukrainian invasion if he wanted, but he didn't.
The art of not doing the deal.
Yeah.
That's the Biden administration. Well,
I think they already did the deal, Lee. I think Hunter got $3 million.
Well, yeah, you do that. Yeah, that's true.
From the Putin associates.
Just saying, if you were really interested in diplomacy, if you're really interested in using the U.S. economic leverage to get something out of it for the country, not for your bank account or, well, anyway.
So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm a little disappointed, but understandable, to see the defense coordinator for Clemson, Brent Venables, head into Oklahoma. He does have ties there, so congratulations. He'll get his first head coaching job, and disappointed to see him go, because that's the one thing that Clemson could usually count on. The offense we haven't been able to count on too much, but, the defense has been still nationally ranked and has done a pretty fair job. So congratulations to Brent Venables, because that's going to be a great opportunity for him to go coach at Oklahoma. And, Gamecocks and the Tigers both got bowls. Both went going to condiment bowls here, the Cheez-It Bowl and the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So, good for them. At least there's something postseason.
Yeah.
So, it's just been one of those years. It's just been one of those years.
Oh. Meanwhile, the highest, in terms of hits.
Yeah.
I'm out of Facebook jail, by the way.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Yes, it's great. I feel free, but it won't last long.
No, it won't.
The highest number of hits I've ever gotten on a post.
Okay.
And I did not see
Let's
it coming
it.
On this one, all right? You got to see this. And I don't know what the big deal is, but it's a big deal. Congressman Thomas Massie, who's been on the show several times.
Right.
Posed for his family Christmas photo.
Yeah, I saw this.
With the machine gun.
Yes. No.
And okay, well, you tell it.
It was not a machine gun.
What do you call it then?
It's a big rifle.
It's like what is it, 60?
M16 or whatever.
It's something, I don't know. It's
But you're talking about the family photo where
they all
had the guns, yeah.
Yes.
The weapons, yeah.
Yeah, high caliber weapons.
Right, yeah. So what?
Yeah, show all of them. You should see it. It's great. And they have, you can tell they're used to handling guns because they have them in the right position.
Exactly.
So I post this. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. It blows up 2,200 likes or hates, depending on what people are doing and how can you do this. and people saying, oh, they're showing off this. But people don't understand. One of the cool things, we went to Cades Cove, my family. We love Cades. It's probably one of my favorite places on earth. Highest density of black bears anywhere, and they just kind of walk by your car. They don't care because they know it's a national park. You can't shoot them. And so you go there, but they've got this great museum of people who lived in Cades Cove, 150, 200 years ago, that kind of thing, and then forward. And as soon as pictures are made, they've got from the beginning the pictures of the families that homesteaded there, the pioneers. Mm-hmm. And do you know how the men pose in those pictures? Same as Massie, with their guns over their hearts.
Yeah.
And it's picture after picture after picture. So that was a thing during that time.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not some GOP Republican congressman thing that's just started last year because they're trying to do, you know, show off their guns. And I found those pictures fascinating because if you look at what's in the picture, the family dog isn't even in the picture, right? But the gun is there and they have it over their heart. And that gun was life or death. It was food. It was protection. There was no police. Yeah. There was no sheriff even. It was, you know, you and the elements. That was it. And so to see how dear those guns were, and the women don't have guns over their hearts, but the men's do. And they would pose that way. Mm-hmm. And it was family after family after family. They had their guns in their family. They wanted their guns to be remembered along with the loved ones. There wasn't anything else in the pictures. So this is not a new American mentality, no. Lee. This is not love of guns gone wild.
No, it is not. And of course, you know, Massey's smart. This was something that will endear him to his constituents and to Second Amendment adherence, whether they are of Democrat or Republican persuasion makes no difference. If you believe in the Second Amendment, which if you're a Democrat and believe in the Second Amendment, you've got a real problem with your party. But at any rate, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's like, you know, hey, you know, what about somebody poses with a picture of their new pickup truck or a car or their, you know, their solar panels or their trees they planted out in the backyard? So what? Big deal. You know, that's not a threat. That is just, hey, this is something that interests me. This is something that I place value in, and I'm sharing it with you. If you don't like it, hey, it's a free country. Well, it used to be.
Okay, text writes, Lee, the politician on that card is holding a machine gun. It's an M60.
Oh, like, and I didn't see the machine gun.
Which is belt-fed,
okay,
capable.
Okay, I did not see that one.
On a full auto,
okay,
belt-fed.
Well, then that
capable.
Is a machine gun. Okay. Then. Fine. Yeah. But no. I just, I'm always very cautious when I see anybody in the media talking about something that and calling it a weapon of war or something like that. So if he was posing with an M60, hey, good on him.
Yeah,
it's nice to have one of those in the collection.
I agree. I'm not going to pretend to be a gun expert. I'm not.
No, I'm not
Rampo
either.
Loco would have been like, oh, that was produced in 1995.
Yeah, exactly. He'd probably give you the serial number of it.
Look, it looks just like the other ones. How can you tell?
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.